For the rest of us, it is good to be together this morning, as always. Good to be with you. It was the 5th century BC, maybe some of the 6th century sliding down into the 4th, but as Jewish tradition tells us, the men of the Great Assembly gathered. Men like Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordecai, good Old Testament names, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. 120 men in all gathering together, providing leadership in what amounted to an executive and a legislative body. Their main task comprising 4 objectives, one of which was the institution of prayer. Keeping in mind the exile of the Jewish people to Babylon and the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem had changed the landscape of Jewish life, both literally and figuratively. And it was during this period that the language of Jewish prayers was standardized as a unifying force. The language of Jewish prayers was standardized, the central prayer being the Amidah, a.k.a. the Shemona Esrei, the Hatfilah, the prayer that was, from that time on, at the heart of ancient Jewish liturgy for the last 2,500 years. It still is at the center of Jewish services. And the prayer that was absolutely at the backdrop then of Jesus' own life. And then as followers of Jesus, has much to say to us also. And with that in mind today, I want to kind of hit the pause button. We've been working on the Amidah now for several weeks. Next week, we will continue picking up with the first petition. But today I want to hit the pause button. And so in just a moment, I'm going to be sitting down as well. But kind of first to frame our time, I want to invite us to consider today the Amidah as we have explored it so far, and then to sit together in the stillness. What is a practice that we as friends call open worship? It's a time for silence, although I think of Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And so this is a time to be still, to sit together in the presence of one another, together in the presence of God. And in that space then, to pray, to reflect, and even to share. But first, to kind of set the table for us, noting as we have, the Amidah, what amounts to 19 blessings, it would have been 18 in Jesus' day, the Amidah begins with praise. We could say it's an invitation to be a people who praise. In fact, the first 3 blessings are blessings of praise, beginning with, as we've seen, but beginning with, blessed are you, Lord our God, and God of our forefathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, God most high, the one who satisfies with good grace and maker of all, the one who remembers the commitments of our fathers and brings a redeemer to their children's children out of love and for his own namesake. O King, helper, savior, and shield, blessed are you, Lord, the shield of Abraham. It continues on into the next blessing. You are mighty forever, the Lord who brings the dead to life, mighty to save. O sustainer of life by your grace, the one who out of great compassion brings the dead to life, who carries the falling, heals the sick, releases the prisoner, and keeps faith with those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, master of mighty deeds, and who even resembles you, O King, over death and life, the one who causes salvation to spring up? Truly, you are faithful to bring the dead to life. Blessed are you, Lord, who brings the dead to life. Then we read the third blessing. You are holy, and your name is holy. All day long, your holy ones will praise you forever. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. And so we see the Amidah, it begins with praise. Praise meaning to make grateful acknowledgement. What amounts to this showing of great reverence, this offering of deep devotion. What is a praise that centers us around the deep recognition that all of creation is a testimony, a gift, an invitation to us. As William Barclay puts it, to live in a God-filled world, right? To live with a mindful awareness of the presence of God in the light of setting suns and the round ocean, writes the poet William Wordsworth. and the living air and the blue sky, right? Absolutely. Again, God's presence, his nature, his character, the personality of God revealed in the wonder of his creation. And so perhaps this morning, as we enter into open worship, perhaps this morning we practice the prayer of praise. As it says in Psalm 51, which prefaces the Amidah, open my lips that my mouth might declare your praise. We could say, open our lips that our mouth might declare your praise. Perhaps this morning is a time for offering praise to God. But not only praise, the Amidah, as we have seen, continues with petitions. Blessings of petition, calling for us, for one, to the way of repentance. Our Father, cause us to return. It's number 5 on your sheet. It's the second petition. Our Father, cause us to return to your instruction and draw us near, our King, to your service and bring us back in complete repentance to your presence. Blessed are you, Lord, who delights in repentance. Keeping in mind the word repent, is a literal translation would be to change one's mind. This idea to think about things differently, to think about life in a whole new way. The first century historian Josephus, he translates the word repent meaning to give up your agenda and trust God for his. In a word, it's surrender. Surrender, right? In other words, to let go of power, to release control. And so maybe today, for you, maybe today is to consider, what do I need to surrender? What do I need to surrender today? Or maybe for you, it's redemption. As the Amidah reads in the fourth petition, what is number 7 on your sheet? Look upon our troubles and defend our cause, and quickly redeem us for the sake of your name, for you are a strong redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, redeemer of Israel. Meaning the healing of hurts, the setting right of wrongs. And so maybe today for you, it's sharing your hurt. Maybe you spend the time this morning in the stillness, pouring out your heart to God. Maybe it's sharing with another. Maybe it's finding someone and sharing with another this week. Maybe you share here today. As it says in Romans 12 and 15, we are called to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. And in effect, to share our joys and sorrows, to share together our joys and sorrows. And so the microphone is available if you are led to invite this community this morning to join with you in that space. As you think about what is troubling you today, in what way are you hurting? And then also, finally for today, noting as we have, the road from repentance to redemption goes by way of forgiveness. Number 6, it is here in the Amidah we read, our Father, forgive us, for we have sinned. Pardon us, our King, for we have transgressed. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious and abundantly forgiving. And so maybe the question is simply, for what do you need God's forgiveness today? For what do you need God's forgiveness? Knowing as we read in 1 John, if we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And so maybe the question is, for what do I need God's forgiveness? And then with that, we could ask, whom do I need to forgive? As we read Matthew 6:14, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And so for what do I need God's forgiveness? Absolutely. But with that comes, whom do I need to forgive? And so again, as we head to a time of open worship now, I'm going to go ahead and sit down. We'll leave these questions up on the screen. But this is a time for us together in the presence of one another, in the presence of God, again, to pray, to reflect, and then and then even to share, and in this space to consider, what is my offering of praise? What do I need to surrender today? What is troubling me right now? In what way am I hurting? And then for what do I need forgiveness? And whom do I need to forgive? Let's pray. God, as we now sit together in these moments to pray, to reflect, to share, would you pour out your Spirit? Move us, make us, mold us, shape us. Pour out your Spirit on our time here. Pour out your Spirit on us, and may we have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts that are open. We ask this in Jesus' name.